Chapter 50. How by treason Sir Tristram was brought to a tournament for to have been slain, and how he was put in prison. Now turn we from this matter, and speak we of Sir Tristram, of whom this book is principal of, and leave we the king and the queen, Sir Lancelot and Sir Lamorak, and here beginneth the treason of King Mark that he ordained against Sir Tristram. There was cried by the coasts of Cornwall a great tournament and jousts, and all was done by Sir Galahaut the Haut, Prince and King Bagdemagus, to the intent to slay Sir Lancelot, or else utterly destroy him and shame him, because Sir Lancelot had always the higher degree. Therefore this prince and this king made this jousts against Sir Lancelot. Page 97. And thus their counsel was discovered unto King Mark, and whereof he was full glad. Then King Mark bethought him that he would have Sir Tristram unto that tournament disguised, that no man should know him, to the intent that the haut prince should ween that Sir Tristram were Sir Lancelot. So at these jousts came in Sir Tristram, and at that time Sir Lancelot was not there, but when they saw a knight disguised to do such deeds of arms, they weened it had been Sir Lancelot, and in especial King Mark said it was Sir Lancelot plainly. Then they set upon him, both King Bagdemagus and the haut prince, and their knights, that it was wonder that ever Sir Tristram might endure that pain. Notwithstanding for all the pain that he had, Sir Tristram won the degree at that tournament, and there he hurt many knights and bruised them, and they hurt him and bruised him wonderly sore. So when the jousts were done, they knew well that it was Sir Tristram de Liones, and all that were on King Mark's party were glad that Sir Tristram was hurt, and the remnant were sorry of his hurt, for Sir Tristram was not so behated as was Sir Lancelot within the realm of England. Then came King Mark unto Sir Tristram, and said, "Fair nephew, I am sorry of your hurts." "Gramercy, my lord," said Sir Tristram. Then King Mark made Sir Tristram to be put into a horse bier in a great sign of love, and said, "Fair cousin, I shall be your leech myself." And so he rode forth with Sir Tristram, and brought him to a castle by daylight. And then King Mark made Sir Tristram to eat, and after he gave him a drink, the which as soon as he had drunk he fell asleep. And when it was night, he made him to be carried to another castle, and there he put him in a strong prison, and there he ordained a man and a woman to give him his meat and drink. So there he was a great while. Then was Sir Tristram missed, and no creature wist where he was become. When La Belle Isoude heard how he was missed, privily she went to Sir Sadoc, and prayed him to espy where was Sir Tristram. Page 98. And when Sadoc wist how Sir Tristram was missed, and anon espied that he was put in prison by King Mark and the traitors of Magoons, then Sadoc and two of his cousin laid them in an ambushment fast by the castle of Tintagel in arms. And as by fortune there came riding King Mark and four of his nephews and a certain of the traitors of Magoons. And when Sir Sadoc espied them, he brake out of the bushment and set there upon them. And when King Mark espied Sir Sadoc, he fled as fast as he might, and there Sir Sadoc slew all the four nephews unto King Mark. But these traitors of Magoon slew one of Sadoc's cousins a great wound in the neck, but Sadoc smote the other to the death. Then Sir Sadoc rode on his way unto a castle that was called Liones, and there he espied of the treason and felony of King Mark. So they of that castle rode with Sir Sadoc until they came to a castle that hight Arbray, and there in the town they found Sir Dinas the Seneschal, that was a good knight. But when Sir Sadoc had told Sir Dinas of all the treason of King Mark, he defied such a king, and said he would give up his lands that he held of him. And when he said these words, all manner knights said as Sir Dinas said. Then by his advice and of Sir Sadoc's, he let stuff all the towns and castles within the country of Liones, and assembled all the people that they might make. Chapter 51. How King Mark let do counterfeit letters from the Pope, and how Sir Percival delivered Sir Tristram out of prison. Now we turn unto King Mark, that when he was escaped from Sir Sadok, he rode unto the castle of Tintagel, and there he made great cry and noise, and cried into harness that all that might bear arms. Page 99. Then they sought and found there were four cousins of King Mark's, and the traitor of Magoons. Then the king let enter them in a chapel. Then the king let cry in all the country that held of him to go unto arms, for he understood the war he must needs. When King Mark heard and understood how Sir Sadok and Sir Dinas were arisen in the county of Lyons, he remembered of wiles and treason. Lo, thus he did. He let make and counterfeit letters from the Pope, and did make a strange clerk to bring them unto King Mark, the which letters specified that King Mark should make him ready upon pain of cursing with his host to come to the Pope to help to go to Jerusalem for to make war upon the Saracens. When this clerk was come by the mean of the king, anon withal King Mark sent these letters unto Sir Tristram and bade him say thus, that and he would go to war upon the miscreants, he should be had out of prison, and to have all his power. When Sir Tristram understood this letter, then he said thus to the clerk, Ah, King Mark, ever hast thou been a traitor, and ever will be. But clerk, said Sir Tristram, say thou this unto King Mark, since the apostle Pope hath sent for him, bid him to go thither himself, for tell him, traitor king that he is, I will not go at his commandment, get I out of prison as I may, for I see I am well rewarded for my true service. Then the clerk returned to King Mark, and told him of the answer by Sir Tristram. Well, said King Mark, yet shall he be beguiled. So he went to his chamber and counterfeit letters, and the letters specified that the Pope desired Sir Tristram to come himself to make war upon the miscreants. When the clerk was come again to Sir Tristram and took him this letter, then Sir Tristram beheld these letters, and anon he espied that they were of King Mark's counterfeiting. Ah, said Sir Tristram, false hast thou ever been, King Mark, and so wilt thou end. So then the king departed from Sir Tristram and came to King Mark again. Page 100. By then there were come four wounded knights within the castle of Tintagel, and one of them, his neck was nigh broken in twain. Another had his arm stricken away, and the third was borne through with a spear, and the fourth had his teeth stricken in twain. And when they came afore King Mark, they cried and said, King, why fleest thou not, for all this country is risen clearly against thee? Then was King Mark wroth out of measure. And in the meanwhile there came into the country Sir Percival de Gales to seek Sir Tristram. And when he heard that Sir Tristram was in prison, Sir Percival made clearly the deliverance of Tristram by his knightly means. And when he was so delivered, he made great joy of Sir Percival, and so each one of other. Sir Tristram said unto Sir Percival, And ye will abide in these marches, I will ride with thee. Nay, said Percival, in this country I may not tarry, for I must needs into Wales. So Sir Percival departed from Sir Tristram, and rode straight unto King Mark, and told him how he had delivered Sir Tristram, and also he told the king that he had done himself great shame for to put Sir Tristram in prison, for he is now the knight of most renown in this world living. And wit thou well, the noblest knights of the world love Sir Tristram, and if he will make war upon you, ye may not abide it. That is truth, said King Mark, but I may not love Sir Tristram, because he loveth my queen and my wife, La Belle Isoud. Ah, fie for shame, said Sir Percival, say ye never so more. Are ye not uncle unto Sir Tristram, and he your nephew? Ye should never think that so noble a knight as Sir Tristram is, that he would do himself so great a villainy as to hold his uncle's wife. Howbeit, said Sir Tristram, he may love your queen sinless, because she is called one of the fairest ladies of the world. Then Sir Percival departed from King Mark. So when he was departed from King Mark, bethought him of more treason. Notwithstanding, King Mark granted Sir Percival never by no manner of means to hurt Sir Tristram. Page 101. So anon, King Mark sent unto Sir Dinas the Seneschal that he should put down all the people that he had raised, for he sent him an oath that he would go himself unto the Pope of Rome to war upon the miscreants, and this is a fairer war than to arouse the people against your king. When Sir Dinas understood that King Mark would go upon the miscreants, then Sir Dinas in all the haste put down all the people. And when the people were departed, every man to his home, then King Mark espied where was Sir Tristram with La Belle Isoud, and there by treason King Mark let take him and put him in prison, contrary to his promise that he made unto Sir Percival. When Queen Isoud understood that Sir Tristram was in prison, she was made as great sorrow as ever made lady or gentleman. Then Sir Tristram sent a letter unto La Belle Isoud, and prayed her to be his good lady, and if it pleased her to make a vessel ready for her and him, he would go with her unto the realm of Logris, that is, this land. When La Belle Isoud understood Sir Tristram's letters and his intent, she sent him another, and bade him be of good comforts, for she would do make the vessel ready, and all thing to purpose. Then La Belle Isoud sent to Sir Dinas and to Sadoc, and prayed them in any wise to take King Mark and put him in prison under the time that she and Sir Tristram were departed unto the realm of Logris. When Sir Dinas the Seneschal understood the treason of King Mark, he promised her again and sent her word that King Mark should be put in prison, and as they devised it, so it was done. And then Sir Tristram was delivered out of prison, and anon in all the haste Queen Isoud and Sir Tristram went and took their counsel with that they would have with them when they departed. Page 102. Chapter 52. How Sir Tristram and La Belle Isoud came into England, and how Sir Lancelot brought them to Joyous Gard. When La Belle Isoud and Sir Tristram took their vessel and came by water unto this island, and so they were not in this land 4 days, but there came a cry of jousts and tournament that King Arthur let make. When Sir Tristram heard tell of that tournament, he disguised himself in La Belle Isoud and rode into that tournament. And when he came there, he saw many knights joust and tourney, and so Sir Tristram dressed him to the range, and to make short conclusion, he overthrew 14 knights of the Round Table. When Sir Lancelot saw these knights thus overthrown, Sir Lancelot dressed him to Sir Tristram. That saw La Belle Isoud how Sir Lancelot was come on into the field. When La Belle Isoud sent unto Sir Lancelot a ring, and bade him wit that it was Sir Tristram de Lyons. When Sir Lancelot understood that there was Sir Tristram, he was full glad and would not joust. Then Sir Lancelot espied whither Sir Tristram yed, and after him he rode, and then either of them made of other great joy. And so Sir Lancelot brought Sir Tristram and La Belle Isoud unto Joyous Gard, that was his own castle, that he had won with his own hands. And there Sir Lancelot put the men to wield for their own. And wit thee well that castle was garnished and furnished for a king and queen royal there to have sojourned. And Sir Lancelot charged all his people to honor them and love them as they would do himself. So Sir Lancelot departed unto King Arthur, and then he told Queen Guinevere how he that jousted so well at the last tournament was Sir Tristram. And there he told her how he had with him Sir La Belle Isoud, King Mark. And so Queen Guinevere told all this unto King Arthur. When King Arthur wist that Sir Tristram was escaped and coming from King Mark, and had brought La Belle Isoud with him, then was he passing glad.